Mayor, how are you this morning?
Doing fine, Joe. Beautiful morning.
Indeed. It's the pick of the week today. I would encourage everybody to get out and enjoy it, for sure.
Absolutely.
And I understand the turkeys are doing just that at City Hall, and I mean the real ones.
Yeah, you know, I've seen them in practice, seen them in Marymount. I never saw them around City Hall before. I don't know if it's a protest or just hanging out.
Well, it's abundance and wildlife, even in the heart of the city.
Absolutely.
And actually not too far away from there is the beautiful Adams Academy building and plans by the city to purchase it. Could you tell us about that?
Sure. Well, the Ledger headline was a little misleading. The Ledger headline said city buying Adams Academy for $9 million. Actually, the bulk of that is for the two parcels next to the Adams Academy, the old funeral home and the office building between the funeral home and the Adams Academy. And then the portion of the remaining is to pay the value of the Adams Academy building. We believe we own it. We have the deed to the property. But I've had enough of the whole Woodward School stuff from the trustee and the money grab that it's become. I want to secure the Adams Academy for its future, so we'll take it either by negotiation or by eminent domain, whatever the value of that building may be. So what that'll do is allow us then to go forward and plan for a presidential library / center, whatever we're going to call it, in honor of John Adams and probably his son, John Quincy Adams, the two presidents from Quincy. So this will, it's community preservation monies. And the Trinity Community Preservation Committee voted to recommend it to me. Now I submit the appropriation, as I do each year, on community preservation projects to the City Council for their approval. So I think this is an exciting, exciting project. It protects the Adams Academy, and then it gives us the land next to it to build a center, a library, whatever we're going to call it, to the president from Quincy. And I think it's going to be phenomenal.
So would the Historical Society remain in the Adams Academy?
That may happen. We got to figure it all out.
Okay.
It'll all be one campus once the new building is built, but the buildings would be separate. So, you know, we certainly would not want to offend the Adams Academy building architecturally, aesthetically. It's a beautiful, beautiful, handsome building. So we'll build a building to the right of it where the old buildings will... Well, the Wickens and Troop funeral home, and then the other building, a little brick one between the two.
Yep.
I think it was a dentist office.
It was.
And some other things.
That's right.
So that'll give us some room to do something decent. You know, I think one of the challenges we have is, first of all, the Park Service, we don't even know when they're opening again, relating to the pandemic, but they're a seasonal operation. And, you know, as you know, Joe, and I see people all the time, they come here year-round for different reasons, or they're in Boston, they're in the region, they come out to see some things in Quincy, it's all closed. And I think that's a real problem. If we're a city of 100,000, if we're going to act like big boys, we've got to pull up our big boy pants and do it right. So I think this is a major step in doing that, to tell the story year-round, to have a beautiful facility. And of course, we'll continue to seek and attain the books back from the Boston Public Library, his collection, John Adams' collection, that is, and have that on display in one of these locations.
Yeah, have you not heard back yet from the city of Boston on that?
No, we have not, and I thought we'd hear something. I assume I was going to get a rejection letter, but I think it's rather rude we haven't got anything back from them. But I always thought we'd probably end up in front of a judge or something on that. I do think at the end of the day, John Adams was pretty clear in his will, regardless of what Charles Francis Adams thought in the 1880s and 90s, that it was to be left to the inhabitants of Quincy. And I would argue that they've been on loan to the Boston Public Library, but the city of Quincy owns them.
Do you think that the Woodward School will agree to this process, or will they want to fight it, do you think?
Well, they kind of hide behind the trustee, the court appointed the trustee, and they're just saying, oh, we just do what the trustee says, that kind of a thought process mentality, whatever. I just had enough. It's been a money grab. The Woodward School has received millions now from the city, far more than they ever would have received. The argument that they should get something from the Adams Academy, to me, is kind of disgraceful as well, but recognizing what's in front of me, the only way to secure that for the future, for the current purposes or historic purposes for Quincy is to take the value of the building, because we own the land, and settle with the trustee, and then the trustee then would disperse that money to the Woodward School. Mm-hmm. And by the way, I'd also suggest, you know, the Woodward School was an operation a long time ago. It was all Quincy girls, and that's why the city fathers in the 50s made the change and gave the money that was going to the city each year to the Woodward School to keep it operating, because it was in dire shape at the time financially. And I would argue now most of the girls are not from Quincy, which is another, I think, violation, at least of the moral law, if you will, about the intention of the city at the time in the 50s. So at any rate, it's kind of water over the dam, so we're going to keep moving, and you know, hopefully we can get this all squared away in the next few months. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of schools, a positive first step in constructing a new Squantum Elementary School.
Yes, indeed. As you know, we voted, when I say we, the school committee, as well as the city council, I think 4 or 5 years in a row now, to support the application to the school building authority. And we finally this year, we're invited into the process. This is the first step of several steps, but it's a very positive sign that the state now has viewed the Squantum School in need of, at this point in their process, in need of a major review to look at the building and see what the needs are. So it's a big win. Appreciate Treasurer Goldberg and the board for looking favorably and looking forward to a process that will allow us to eventually build a brand new Squantum Elementary School. That building is in tough shape. The original was built in 1919. It had an addition in 1948, another addition in 1970. Very linear building. It's not not really quality. It doesn't meet the codes, doesn't meet the ADA standards. It's you know, we've got some great old buildings like the Montclair School and the Coddington and Wollaston, but you know, they were beautifully built. This one, not so much, Joe. And you know, it's really in need of complete replacement. So that's the goal. We'll see how it goes over the next several months with the SBA.
What would be the next step now?
Well, the next step is there's a prescribed process by the SBA on the reviews. We have to provide them educational documents and, you know, programs, the amount of kids and the kids it serves. There's a number of steps, and eventually it leads to, you know, a study from them, whether it's a replacement or a modification, which I know it's going to be a replacement. Been through this process before, and then the process of the architect and OPM and so forth then began with the sanctioning, obviously, of the school building authority. And as you know, we get a rate of reimbursement. We don't know what the rate will be on this one.
Right.
The last major school was 63% the Southwest reimbursement of the cost allowed under the school building authority rules. So it's a good deal for the city. We need to replace that old plant, and the state participates in the funding.
Very good. Mayor, appreciate your time. Always good to talk to you.
Stay well, Joe. Enjoy the, hope you can get outside for this beautiful weather.
Yes, today would be the day for sure. And this is a great week for school vacation for the kids to get out, too.
It sure is. Yeah. Absolutely.
Have a good day, Mayor.
Thanks so much.
Yep.
Take care.
Bye-bye.